Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio. Conscious of the context of life and destination of the new creature. Chapter 5. Conscious of the opposition to the firm conviction or assurance of understanding that there is in the simplicity of life in Christ. Considering that the great secret or mystery of the centuries revealed about the life of the new creature is Christ in the hearts of those who receive Him as Lord and life in Christ, we can understand that this will also be a central point that the powers of darkness will try to fight and weaken in the lives of human beings. Thus, a highly intense combat that occurs daily against every individual throughout the present world is the combat that is opposed to the matter of each person individually and directly trusting in Christ and remaining united to Him through a living relationship and effective confidence in the instructions He gives. Although, in general, the news worldwide do not mention such a central fight that the darkness carries out against people's lives, this fight takes place daily in every continent, nation, people, family, person, or heart. What, in general, is most notoriously reported around the world are the consequences of what comes from the fact that many people let themselves be defeated by the so central fight against their lives, but rarely will the main news of a region or the world report anything about the combat of the powers of darkness that aims to lead people not to relate individually with Christ. The powers of darkness, even because of their characteristic of being darkness, seek, by many means, not to address what they essentially aim to fight. And this, so that they may continue to do so in a cunning, sneaky, obscure, or hidden way. Therefore, when we see in the Scriptures the text in which Paul calls the attention of Christians to abide in the simplicity that there is in Christ, we can notice that he also calls the attention of Christians to beware of what most opposes their abiding in simplicity in Christ, as presented once again in the text below and shown even in more than one version. 2 Corinthians 11, 2-3. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Or, but I fear, lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your understanding or senses may be corrupted and depart from the simplicity that is in Christ. Translated from Portuguese and Spanish versions. In this way, one of the biggest or main focuses of action of the powers of darkness against the lives of all human beings is essentially to seek, by many means, to create concepts and actions that aim to compromise the clarity of understanding, of senses, or people's minds about the simplicity by which each individual can live the life according to the new creature in Christ. And added to the objective of the powers of darkness against the lives of all human beings so that they do not pay attention to the simplicity that is in Christ, they still seek to do it with cunning or in a veiled way so that people do not even realize that their understanding or their senses were dulled or fascinated. For this reason, the Christian who lives in the world, despite that as a Christian one is no longer of the world, needs to be aware that the opposition described above exists, is real, and acts continuously and fiercely against all people who inhabit the earth, including against the lives of those who have already received in their hearts the offer of being able to live and walk in the simplicity that there is for them in Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ works or acts in everything in the light and shows clearly what life in the light is, as well as what life in darkness is. However, the devil, who operates or acts in darkness in everything, does not work in the truth and, therefore, omits the truth about living and walking in the light, as well as the truth about living and walking in the darkness. The devil, who lives and walks in darkness, wants to attract people also to live and walk in darkness. What, however, The scriptures warn us about this is that a more emphatic way in which the devil wants to reach his intent in the life of every human being is the distortion of the understanding or senses regarding the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus for a person to be able to live and walk in the condition of a new creature. Although the devil, equated in the scriptures with the thief, only wants to steal, kill, and destroy, he tries to do it in cunning ways, mainly aiming to reach people's convictions so that they essentially do not realize the simplicity with which they can have access to the Christian life in Christ Jesus, or so that they even become opponents of this simplicity that is in the Lord. The main riches that a person has as a human being, besides the creator of one's life, is one's heart. The main personal wealth to which a person should give a safe haven in one's life in the world is one's heart. A reason why this is also the wealth most desired by the thief called the devil, the prince of darkness, or the prince of this world. Proverbs 4:20-23. My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. As much as the devil also wants to destroy material aspects of people in the world, what he most wants to distort or destroy is people's proper understanding of God and the simplicity available to them for their relationship with the Lord. The devil aims mainly that people do not understand that the sovereign calling of God, in Christ Jesus, is offered to human beings to be experienced according to the simplicity of access to the life that is in Christ, and from which everything can be provided for those who abide in the Lord according to this same simplicity. Thus, if obtaining material riches is an aspect that distances an individual in particular from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus for access to life according to the new creature, the devil may not be opposed to a person reaching earthly riches, for in many ways, he aims to obscure his greater intent to corrupt a heart's understanding as to the relationship with Christ. In previous chapters, we have already mentioned that deep understanding, equated with a person's conscience, does not refer to mere informative knowledge, but refers to convictions about a certain subject to such an extent that it determines the practical position of this person on what one understood. And it is the understanding or convictions about how the Christian life can be lived in simplicity in Christ Jesus that the devil aims to corrupt in the minds of people who inhabit the present world. In yet another part of his letter to the Christians in Corinth, Paul mentions in another way the same aspect aimed at by the devil, doing so by describing that the devil seeks to blind the eyes of people's understanding. And this, with the purpose that they do not understand that it is in the face of Christ that the light is available to them to understand the gospel of the Lord and the glory of the Heavenly Father and Christ towards them, as follows below. 2 Corinthians 4:1-7. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds, or understanding, the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. The enlightenment of the mind or understanding about the glory of God that sustains the life of the new creature is made known by the Heavenly Father in the face of Christ, in a person's direct and personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, through His Holy Spirit. And therefore, The understanding of this reality is one of the main aspects against which the devil militates so intensely for people not to receive or reach it. Christ and the relationship with Him are the light of the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ, for Christ is the brightness of the glory of God and the express image of His person. As also described in Hebrews 1. And since the relationship in simplicity with Christ results in the light that shines for the understanding of the gospel of God for an individual to receive salvation and the newness of life in Him, this is also the aspect that the devil, as the prince of darkness, seeks to attack intensely with a view to blinding or keeping blinded in people's minds or convictions. The devil's fight against the simplicity that exists for any person to be able to relate by heavenly grace with the Lord, through faith in Christ and the work done by the Lord on the cross of Calvary, basically aims to affect the practical relationship of a person with Christ, for if one does not relate to Christ, even if it is because one does not understand the simplicity that there is in the Lord, one no longer exposes oneself to the heavenly light to walk in a world that is in darkness. Christ and the light of God to live and walk according to the heavenly will express inseparable aspects, for Christ is the very light that God gives to people in the world, as exemplified once again below. John 12, 35. Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going." Psalms 89, 15. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. John 8, 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." When, through the scriptures, the Lord calls those who are new creatures to remain in Him, He also does so because, dissociated from the presence of Christ, human beings also place themselves in a position dissociated from the true light offered by God for their lives. And for the devil, more important than him stealing some material items from a person, is that he manages to divert the person from understanding the need to remain in the light, for if a person lacks light, the devil, sooner or later, will have an easier time to steal the other aspects of life from the one who has turned away from the light. The Lord Jesus Christ also declares that those individuals who do not relate to the light of God, which is Christ Himself, do not know where they are going. They are likened to blind people being guided by other blind people or blind people guiding other blind people. Christ, then, is the light in the world to the one who follows Him, the one who has Christ before one's eyes, and the one who remains steadfast in one's relationship with Christ. And it is from the convinced understanding of the simplicity that is in Christ that the devil wants to move people away. Simply or primarily, the devil wants to remove people from the condition of being aware that without Christ, they also walk without light in the world, for if the devil succeeds in this intent, those who move away from the light also enter the path of those who have lost themselves because, without light, they are liable to stumble and fall from their proper positions of faith and life according to the will of God. As we will also see later, the scriptures declare and teach us that if a person abides in Christ, nothing on earth, in the natural world, or in the spiritual world can take that person away from life in Christ Jesus. However, if the person oneself leaves the light, one places oneself on the path of stumbling and destruction. This is why the heart and convictions in Christ should be kept in the Lord with so much appreciation. Just as a symbolic example, the relationship of trust with Christ is like a light switch provided with energy that turns on or off, or connects or disconnects, a person to the light for one's life. In the example of the switch supplied by light or power, the question no longer refers to whether or not light or power is available to a person, but whether or not a person makes use of the switch that allows the passage of light or power into the environment in which a person is located. When a person wants and practices a living relationship with Christ, one is opting for exposure to the light to see the wonders of life according to the new creature offered by God, as well as to see, through the light, what the darkness in the darkness is like. On the other hand, if a person does not practice the relationship with Christ Jesus that is offered by salvation in the Lord, it is as if one also does not turn on the light switch that is at hand to be used. Light shows more of the light, and light also shows what is in darkness and what has been hidden, so that what is opposed to light may also be revealed, as exemplified below. Ephesians 5, 13. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. John 3, 19-21. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. In other words, the devil's intense work against people's lives is aimed at producing a deception in their understanding so that they think that it is not good or not indeed necessary for them to approach the light. And yet, that it is better for them not to turn on the light switch so that there is the light of Christ in them, trying to do it, however, in a subtle way and often in indirect ways that are opposed to the simplicity that there is in Christ Jesus. Light can powerfully and instantly manifest the separation of light and darkness, but it is this clear and unmistakable perception of light and darkness that the devil does not want people to know and achieve. From the beginning of the manifestation of light in the present world, God established a separation between light and darkness. And it is also from the beginning of the manifestation of light that the devil opposes it in everything. Genesis 1, 1-4. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So, no matter what method the devil or any other being tries to use to turn a person away from the light, if anyone tries to use something obscure and subtle to turn a person away from the light of God in Christ Jesus, one is acting as an instrument that is serving the powers of darkness. It does not matter if it is by entertainment or if it is by terror and fear, if it is by works or abstention from works, if it is by apparent peace or if it is by war, if it is by apathy in the pursuit of God, or if it is by intense religiosity, if someone or a spiritual being has the object of keeping people or just one person away from the light of Christ, one is acting according to the prince of this world or the powers of darkness. Since the eternal purpose of God is to converge or gather together everything and everyone to Christ through the simplicity that the Lord offers to all in Christ by grace, through faith in Him, and by fellowship with Him, the purpose of the devil is to not converge, or turn away, everything and everyone from Christ, no matter to the devil what are the necessary means to try to accomplish his objective. For this reason, there is a vast variety of disputes and fights that are fought daily in the world, but all of them are actually variations of one main combat. The central or primary battle continually fought in the world is the abiding or non-abiding of an individual in Christ and the confidence to live and walk according to the instructions of the Lord. All other conflicts are variations of this main combat. Nevertheless, if a person perseveres to the end in keeping the light of Christ burning in one's life through the simplicity of relationship and personal trust in the Lord, even though one may experience losses and defeats in material and physical life, one has won the main fight to which one was exposed in the world along with everyone else. John 11, 25-27. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Matthew 10, 22. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved. Therefore, the context of the world or the natural environment of a person who is already a new creature in Christ is not what seals one's destination, but it is the faith in Christ and the relationship with His light that determines the present and the future of those who remain united to the Lord. If a person holds to the simplicity of the firm conviction of understanding that in Christ, and in the relationship with Him, is the light because He is the only true light for eternal life or life according to the will of God, this person is also amply qualified to remain continually under the Lord's instruction. Returning, then, to emphasize here once more, the understanding about the relationship with the light and with the darkness is directly related to the understanding of the simplicity that there is for the new creature to live and walk in Christ Jesus. If a Christian remains in the relationship with Christ, one stays in the relationship with the light that can illuminate everything. However, if one turns away from Christ, one also becomes devoid of understanding according to God's light about life, the world, and the heavenly kingdom, simple as that. Furthermore, if a Christian does not remain in the relationship with Christ, one not only despises the light offered by God, but one also despises the salvation granted by the Lord, forgetting the life one had before knowing Christ and also exposing oneself to the risk of walking again in the directions of life that the Prince of Darkness wants for people, as also presented in the text below of Peter's epistle. 2 Peter 1:8-9. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. When a Christian practices the relationship with Christ and remains in it, the Lord grants this Christian to see life spiritually from Christ's perspective. If, however, a person moves away from the relationship with Christ, one, spiritually, also ceases to see life from the standpoint of Christ and only sees the life that is close to him or her. That is, one only sees life from the perspective of the creature and not of the Creator. In this way, the central or main fight of a Christian is not that one should want to win the whole world for Christ. This mission pertains to the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit and through many fellow workers. The Christian's central or primary fight is to remain attentive to the simplicity that is in Christ and to the practice of the invitation to approach the light and remain in it, for without the light of Christ in the heart, a heart does not even have light to announce it appropriately to other people. The Christian is called to be a cooperator of the Lord Jesus Christ, but always guided by the Lord Jesus Christ, for only the Lord knows all the conditions regarding the steps his followers should take. Thus, there is a fight to be fought daily, continuously, and primarily until the day when the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus is wholly achieved. It is the fight to maintain, with the help of the Lord, the simplicity of trust in Christ Jesus, established by continuous fellowship with the Lord. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Jude 1:1-3. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, While I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Philippians 1, 27. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. Finally, in this chapter, we would like to point out that because life in Christ Jesus is so fundamental for every human being and, therefore, also so opposed by the prince of darkness, God has established a simplicity for life in Christ so that it can be lived through faith in the Lord at any time and in any place. However, the Heavenly Father also established that Christ Himself, through the Spirit of the Lord, dwells in the hearts of all those who heed the simplicity that is in Him. Since the central battle of the world and the powers of darkness is aimed at moving people away from the simplicity that there is in Christ and that, for this purpose, they make great efforts of all kinds, it pleased God to allow the one who is greater than the one who is in the world to dwell in the hearts of those who receive heavenly salvation so that in Christ and Christ in them, Christians may be more than conquerors in the Lord. The fact that the Lord offers life according to the new creature to be received in simplicity by grace, through faith, and by fellowship with the Lord, does not mean, then, that the life that can be accessed in simplicity is devoid of the power of the Lord to resist and overcome the evil intents that oppose the life in Christ Jesus. For this reason, too, the fact that the Lord instructs a Christian about the importance of being aware of the opposition that exists in the world to try to prevent him or her from living life in Christ is to alert the Christian so that one remains sober in the Lord and not to make one afraid, for in the very living and walking in Christ, there is also full provision for living and walking in victory in the Lord. 1 John 4, 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. 1 Corinthians 1, 22-24. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. In this chapter, we are seeking, then, to highlight the aspect of the relevance of the Christian to be aware of the opposition that is made in the world against one's condition of simplicity in Christ. On the other hand, however, we can also see that there are many graceful and fruitful aspects by which the Christian is called by God to be in the present world, of which several were addressed even more extensively in the themes The Christian in the World in General, Works, Labors, and Services, as well as in the entire series Walking in Newness of Life. We also remember that a broader explanation of various aspects related to the text that mentions Christ as the light of the Lord to illuminate the understanding about the glory of God is covered in the theme The Gospel of the Glory of God and the Glory of Christ.